An Australian researcher may have found a way to stop mould developing on fresh fruit and vegetables. I caught up with Dr. Christy Bayliss to ask her about the treatment.
My background is plant pathology. I've worked on a lot of plant diseases and naturally the progression from plant diseases to mould on foods was the next step. And so we started looking at how this technology can be used to control foods or control the moulds on foods, to stop them going mouldy, to increase their shelf life, increase their nutrition. So after 18 months of trials, we've got some fantastic results, and we're now looking to scale up and get a little bit bigger.
Tell me exactly how it works. I understand it's chemical-free.
It is completely chemical-free. So what we're using is a technique. It's actually, if you think back to high school chemistry days, and you would have learnt about solids, liquids and gases are the three states of matter. So what we're using is plasma, which is the fourth state of matter. And what plasma is essentially you apply an electrical charge to a gas, and we're just using the air that we breathe, and it produces a plasma flame. It's very similar to what you see when there's lightning in the sky. It's the same sort of technology that you see in plasma TV screens as well. So it's very easy to produce. The plasma flame comes out. We can use it to then coat fresh fruits and vegetables, and it actually stops any of the mould growing on them.
So when we talk about scaling this up a bit, what sort of scale are you envisaging?
In the short term, we've got one potential partner on board who is really keen at installing this in his pack house. So he has an orchard where he grows avocados, and he would like to install that there so he can actually treat the avocados as they go along the conveyor belt. And so we'll also be talking to other growers and also people like Coles and Woolworths as well to see if this is something we could put on a large scale into their warehouses where they're storing the fresh food.
So what stage of the production line would you like? Is it in the pack house where it would be ideal?
Yeah, definitely. The sooner you treat the fruit after it's been harvested, the more effective it is going to be. So we want to get it before any of the mould spores have germinated or just after they've germinated. If we can tackle them at that point by treating them with the plasma, they won't grow any further. So that's the really important stage to get it at. And we see it, so, you know, fresh fruits, vegetables come into pack houses or sorting facilities, and that's where we'd treat it once they've been freshly picked, treat them then. And, you know, by doing that, we're also increasing their shelf life as well.
Which is a big thing with, I think, about 30% of all fresh fruit and veg that's bought here in Australia actually does end up in the bin.
It is. It's actually worldwide. A third of all food is wasted, which is a huge amount. And when you actually do the calculations on it, if we can just save a quarter of that food being lost, we can actually feed, you know, roughly 700 million people. So it's no small thing if we can just reduce the amount of that food loss.
Now, what's the cost involved of running this?
It should be fairly efficient and cost-effective to run. I mean, the machine essentially plugs into a normal electricity point in the wall, and it's really just, it's using the air around us that we breathe, so there's no extra inputs available. You don't need special gases or storage cylinders or anything like that.
Murdoch University's Dr. Christy Bayliss. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.